This is Beach Weekly.
You're listening to Season 12, Episode 11 of Beach Weekly, a podcast created and produced by Long Beach State student-run newspaper, The Daily 49er. It's Monday, April 8th, and we're here with you on your walk to class, giving you the news you need to start your week. I'm your host, Leigh Madrigal. Keep listening to learn more about a campus-wide scam call alert, earthquakes around the world, and more. We'll start with some upcoming campus events. Throughout April, support the Lorraine Chalmers Beach Pantry by donating non-perishable food items to their college food drive. Donations are accepted at the College of Education, College of Health and Human Services, and College of the Arts. A total solar eclipse will take place on Monday, April 8th, and it will be visible across North America. While Southern California is not in the eclipse's line of totality, you can still learn about it at the Once in an Eclipse event in the USU Room 205 from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. You may also get a chance to catch a glimpse of it at the event. On April 9th and 10th from noon to 2 p.m., there will be a free candy giveaway called Lollipop Garden in the College of Professional and Continuing Education Courtyard. The Women's and Gender Equity Center and the Men's Success Initiative are hosting a community event called Bowling Bash on April 11th at the USU Bowling Lanes. The event will take place from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., where students will mingle and connect with new people. The Events and Orgs app, formerly known as Beach Sync, is a great way to stay up to date with events happening on campus. Now, here's some campus news. The University Police Department issued an alert on Wednesday, March 27th, warning students and families of a recent phone scam. The scam targets families of current students as the caller pretends to be a UPD officer and tells families that their student is in university jail and bail is required to release them. These calls are scams as the UPD never requests money over the phone. If anyone receives or has received similar phone calls, UPD advises that you report the calls to 562-985-4101. The CSULB ASI Senate passed a vote of no confidence against the current ASI president, Mitali Jin, on March 29th. This is the first time that a vote of no confidence has been passed against an ASI president at CSULB. The ASI Senate claims that Jin has failed to complete important tasks as president. They claim that she has been absent for 6 out of 14 mandatory meetings, lacked initiative to execute legislation passed by the Senate, lacked involvement in the Business and Financial Committee, and more. At the next Senate meeting on April 10th, there will be a discussion of a recall election. 2/3 of voting students would have to vote for Jin's removal for her to be recalled. It was announced last Tuesday that the new men's basketball coach is Chris Acker, former San Diego State assistant coach. During his time at San Diego State, he helped lead the men's basketball team to a record of 134 wins and 34 losses. Now, at the Beach, Acker must replace 6 of the team's top scorers as these players are no longer eligible to play or have entered the transfer pool. We'll finish with some major headlines from around the world. On March 26th, around 1 a.m., the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed after a cargo ship collided with one of the bridge's support beams. A total of 8 construction workers were on the bridge at the time of its collapse. 4 presumed to be dead and the others were rescued. The cargo ship was making its way to Sri Lanka from the port of Baltimore when it lost power and crashed into the bridge at about 9 miles per hour. The Army Corps of Engineers says that access to the port will be limited for at least the next month. Last Wednesday, a 7.2 magnitude earthquake hit Taiwan, killing 9 people and leaving more than 1,000 injured, according to the Taiwan Fire Agency. Taiwan has a history of strong earthquake activity, but this one was the country's strongest in 25 years. Aftershocks were felt in China, and a small 1-foot tsunami happened near Japan as a result of the earthquake as well. The following Friday, a rare 4.8 magnitude quake shook New York City and other parts of the Northeast as well, like Pennsylvania and New Jersey. It was the strongest earthquake in New Jersey in over 200 years and the 3rd strongest in the overall area in the last 50 years. At least 6 aftershocks occurred in the hours following the initial quake.
That's all for this week. Thanks for listening to this episode of Beach Weekly. And a special thank you to our editor, Julia Goldman, and our producers, Elle Nicklin and Aiden Swanepoel. As always, if you want to read up on some of the stories covered today, along with so much more, you can head over to our website, daily49er.com. And to make sure you're up to date with everything that happens on the Long Beach State campus, you can follow our socials at Daily 49er. We appreciate you listening, and you'll hear from me again next week.